I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Very sexy song for a very sexy end to last night's San Diego Padres game. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Woo-hoo-hoo! Mamacita. I am a little hot and bothered this morning. I know you guys listening are as well. Thanks so much for being here. However you choose to consume Ben and Woods, whether it be on your radio, your smart speaker, whether you go back and listen later, whether you watch on the YouTube feed, we really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. You have allowed us to extend, you know, this kind of dream gig and not have to get a real job. So we really, really appreciate it very, very much. Can't thank you enough. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
And Benjamin Higgins, my fellow army green shirt guy. We've done it again, and we didn't mean to do it. We are matching again. This is insane.
It's not insane because you guys gifted me, Paulie gifted me, the same kind of t-shirts that you guys fell in love with, but there's only a certain number of colors, and I wear them probably more than half the time, as do you, which means there's always a chance we're going to grab the same t-shirt now every single morning.
I did not think about that when I got him his
set
of 12 t-shirts, whatever it was.
Yeah. It's not like we're going to go hang out with each other after the show for a long period of time, and it's going to be awkward. If we weren't on YouTube, no one would ever know that we're wearing the same shirt.
We'd still point it out, though.
But we'll point it out to everybody that's listening that, yes, Woods and I are once again twinsies.
Stolen valor, I think, for both of us in these shirts, to be honest
Army
with you.
Green.
Army green, yeah. Yeah. I've got those camos.
At ease, soldier.
Yeah, seriously. I don't ever want to ever be accused of stealing anyone's valor because I have no valor. So I don't want to steal anyone's. But great to be here with you guys. Certainly phenomenal, phenomenal ending to the game last night. Just a brilliant, brilliant win for our Padres. And yeah, again, I mean, they're taking days off the ticker for sure watching games like that, but better with a dub than not.
It becomes, harder and harder every day to find things to worry about with this team.
It really does.
And now I've kind of reduced myself to, well, I mean, they're using up all their really great wins. I mean, they just keep coming from behind. And
can't sustain.
There's a limited supply. And, like, what? Save some of these for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Why are you using them all up right now? It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, no doubt.
Probably works the other way. The more you do it, the more likely you are to keep doing it in the future because you're just building that confidence that not only have I done it before, I've done it many times before, and I'm about to do it again.
Yeah.
And last night's game, and we'll talk about it, was truly one of the first Padres games in my life that they were trailing 5-0, and I didn't even feel remotely like the game was over.
No, I wasn't mad. I didn't have that feeling of like, You guys coming on, you know, out of an off day, this is what you get. No, I didn't feel that at all. I was doing the rationalizations in my head of, well, it's fine. I mean, you, Darvish, didn't get a chance to work. We'll talk about all this. I mean, we've got 4 hours. Actually, we've got 5 hours to talk about it today. Save all of our Padres nuggets for our 97.3 The Fan roundtable. That is going to happen at 10 a.m. after we are off the air. We're going to go right back on the air for an hour commercial-free Padres talk. Hopefully the whole crew is here today. What it did do to me last night, I don't know if you saw my tweet, but when we tied the game, when Manny tied it, it got me out of my bed and it got me into the kitchen. And I do the, it's you know, one of my fatal flaws is the nervous snacking. I'm not hungry. But I'm also, I just can't lay there in bed. And I nervous snack. So I got some wasabi flavored almonds, which are like my favorite thing. I love them so much. You like those?
I do, good or bad.
I do not.
You don't like those?
No. I mean,
the blue diamond wasabi almonds.
I don't like wasabi.
Wasabi's a flavor that I'm okay with when it's like in my sushi just a little bit, but I don't seek it out in other forms.
Nor do I. These are the only, my kids will not eat one. If you put a drop of Tabasco on their eggs, they will eat these wasabi almonds by the handful, and they're so hot they like burn your nose, the whole thing. I don't get it. That makes no sense. But so I get that and a string cheese. So I ate that, and then we're still battling, and you know, we get to the late. I go back to the room, and then I get up and I start walking around again. Hannah's dead asleep. Kids are dead asleep, and I'm just walking around the house, and I go, you know what sounds good, and I'm taking my Ambien at this point, so I'm kind of half in, half out. And I go, a grilled cheese sounds really good. I get the pan out, the butter, the bread. I make a grilled cheese sandwich.
How do you make your grilled cheese? So with butter, because some people do with mayo.
Somebody tweeted that to me, and I don't understand that.
Butter.
You don't like mayo, and you don't like mayo.
I can tolerate mayo.
Two people
like on a sandwich.
I don't mind when mayo transforms something into something else. I don't want it oozing out of a sandwich.
So Bush League Blake, our buddy, tweeted, do you make yours with, or I think it was Bush League, somebody else maybe, Zach, somebody said, do you make yours with butter or mayo? And I go, well, butter, because I'm not a pervert.
Like I've never heard of that. I wouldn't have thought of it.
I've never heard of that.
I think mayo can be the a bit of a cop-out in that you don't have to soften it at all to spread it on the bread before you grill it. It's already nice and soft and spreadable, which adds to the convenience factor.
Please save that.
You want a little hack, though. How do you soften your butter?
We have a butter softener.
You have a butter softener.
The tray.
You just leave it out, like under a bell, like under just on the counter.
Yeah,
so it's already soft.
We have a blue thing. You put the stick on it.
I don't trust it.
But it has a cap on it.
Well,
heavy cap.
I know flies don't get on it, but you're still leaving butter out. Butter is a dairy product. I think it belongs in the refrigerator.
No, it's good. It's good. It's super soft.
Well, it's super soft, but are you sure that it isn't spoiling?
Yeah, I feel great. We ripped through enough butter.
Aren't you risking, though, putting spoiled butter on your bread you're leaving it out? How long has it been out?
I mean,
how quickly do you go through butter?
We probably go through a stick of butter a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the kids eating toast.
I just feel like it's a little dicey.
It's not. It's great.
I grew up with, we had a little
the butter
tray.
Stuff, the tray. Yeah. With the cloche kind of thing on top.
Yeah.
And then
you want a little hack, though, for cold butter?
Yeah.
Cheese grater.
Oh.
Take the cold butter, run it through the cheese grater, and then you've got a pile of very soft butter that's now just on a plate, and you can use it to spread. You don't have to, because the microwave, the soften in the microwave setting, never works properly.
Dub J says he goes through 1 to 2 sticks a day. What are you guys making?
I'm impressed.
It's a lot of butter.
Just like chicken marsala.
It's good southern cooking.
Yeah, biscuits and stuff. Now there's no parasites on there, Anthony.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, they're delicious. It's delicious.
I mean, the lid may keep flies from landing on it.
And cats from licking it. Yeah, our cats will. You see them sniffing around there every now and then? Like, all right. I mean, look, if that's what gets me, then it's my time. After all the things I've done, how did he pass? There's some rotten butter got him. That's my time. The big man upstairs wanted me at his side and decided to call me home. And I can't even complain about it. I've never heard of anybody doing mayo on a grilled cheese, and the thought of it repulses me. I did one time see a hack on. They said the best burger you can make, you take ground beef and mayo, and you mold the ground beef with mayo. And I thought, ooh, now that sounds good.
Yeah,
that I could do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's almost like a meatball or meatloaf. Adding some egg,
yeah,
and a little oil. That's what mayo. That is mayo. You're just adding some fat. Fat carries flavor. So.
I'm gonna try. You know what? Instead of being a dismissive butt face, I'm going to try a mayo grilled cheese. Now, do you spread it on the bread?
Yeah, just like it's butter.
Just like I would do with butter. Okay.
I had not a grilled cheese, but within the last year, had never had this before, at least to my knowledge. Pancakes made with cottage cheese in the mix, in the batter.
Now, that's cottage cheese is an interesting.
Because I don't like cottage cheese.
So I had
those pancakes were delicious.
So I feel like it's the snack of an elderly man.
That's why I love cottage cheese. You know I love elderly snacks.
But my wife, yes, butterscotch, yes.
Cottage cheese.
Hard candies of all sorts.
can't wait until that
tapioca.
Day.
Tapioca. My wife will eat cottage cheese.
Applesauce.
And the thought of it repulses me so much. But I do. So this guy I was talking to, who's like a dietitian trainer, he goes, my hack, he goes, I have a sweet tooth, Woodsy, like you do. He said, but I don't go suck down cheesecakes and brownies and everything like you do. He said, take some cottage cheese, I put some honey on it and a little bit of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I went, oh. He goes, I get protein from the cottage cheese. The honey's fairly healthy and it gives a little crunch. It's not terrible for you. And I go, I don't even know that I like cottage cheese. I said, but that sounds good, dude. Hannah says, of course I do. I was raised on a farm.
Yes, she was.
She was not.
Nancaro Ranch.
They had plants and stuff and vegetables. It was not a farm. It was not a working farm, for the love of God. I can't do this again this
morning. We had a lot of pets.
Yeah, we had a lot of
colonial
pets. Yeah, which one did you milk, Greg? So maybe I will. Maybe I'll try the cottage cheese. Maybe I'll try the mayo grilled cheese. But I got it. When the season ends, then I can get more. I can just go to bed. I don't have to stay up. I won't be snacking. I can't help myself from. I need like one of those locks that my wife sets, like the lock on the counter or the cabinet in the fridge. I don't know the code.
Password protected.
Bro, I'd be stashing little Debbies under my bed and stuff. Like, it's so bad.
Well, you always access the butter since it's not in the fridge. So there you go.
Don't think I wouldn't with a spoonful of sugar or something. Yes, it just this team makes me snack, and that's really the worst thing I can
How
say.
How did you
about
gain
them.
All the weight?
The San Diego Padres. They make me snack, and that's the worst thing I can say about them this year. They make me snack too much.
All right, I want to start talking about the game. I want to set the menu. So let's get going.
Yeah.
When we come back, though, before we address any of that, I'm going to speak directly to one person.
Oh,
my mother.
Oh,
Mom, you might want to turn off the radio so Dad can't hear the next segment. It's not bad, but it might make him a little uncomfortable.
What did he do?
You may just want to skip just the next couple of minutes.
What did he do?
You had my curiosity.
Yeah.
Now you've got my attention.
Yeah, 100%.
And then we will
peaked.
Be off and running. All the Padres highlights are coming up. Do not go anywhere. Bennett Woods with you on a Thursday morning. Throwback Thursday. Let's get some current traffic from Kelly Danik here on 97.3 The Fan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran,
and I have a new podcast called The Varsity.
I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you get confirmation? Your dad is not listening?
He's not.
All right.
So I opened Twitter last night. I was shocked by what I saw on the first tweet, like right at the top of my feed. Welcome back. Ben and Woods with you. So I played golf with my dad yesterday. Had a nice round. Didn't play that well, but it's always fun to play with him.
I love playing with my dad.
My dad is the best.
He is the best golfer. I mean,
he's fast at golf. He's fast at everything. Likes to eat fast.
Me too.
Restaurants, in and out, less than an hour.
I'd be a great son to him.
Yeah.
He would really enjoy me as his child.
Eating early. You guys really would hit it off.
Early, 15-minute dinners.
Yeah.
And even a nice place. 15, 20-minute dinners.
Golf, three-hour round. Fantastic. And motor around quickly, be done.
6 to 8 foot putts. Good. You're good. Yeah, you're good too. Let's go.
Really one of my dad's only flaws, and it's not a flaw, but... Not a social media savant. And
consider yourself lucky.
He's been on Twitter for 10 years. And I know he signed up pretty much just to follow probably my tweets.
Sure.
And see what's going on.
Why a lot of people sign up.
I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
And it's just supportive of him because that's the kind of guy he is. But you might remember, because we talked about this last year, he doesn't send many tweets. So I'm always shocked when I see one. And
it's jarring when it pops up in your feed.
And last night it popped up in my feed. His name is right up there, Steve Higgins. And he's got, the computer-generated Twitter handle of Steve H. And then a series of numbers that...
My dad.
Like 7 or 8, characters long. So, whoa, what's this? And I see the tweet. It says, cool in. That's it. Cool. In. Like cool in the gang? I mean, it's not cool. Cool, it's cool in.
I-N.
Cool I-N.
Cool space
I-N. Cool space I-N.
He's cooling.
He's cooling.
He's cooling
down.
Or.
They're turning the air conditioning on because it's getting hot.
His
so
buddy.
Cool in.
His buddy texted him. He thought he texted him back and he said, Steve, do you want to go hit balls at the ranch?
Cool.
Cool.
In. That could be it.
Does your dad say cool ever? Have you ever heard him say cool?
I've never once heard him say cool.
Or like, that's cool?
No, I don't think so.
He doesn't seem like a guy that
but
was,
the
used
reason,
a lot of slang.
The reason why it's so notable, and we discussed this, I
Not
remember last
profile.
February.
Right, I gotta look at it.
He has sent...
On August 11th.
He has sent 6 tweets. I'm just gonna go through his entire...
In a day?
Yeah, I'm gonna go through the entire Twitter history of Steve Higgins here, because it is just 6 tweets long. In 10 years, he joined Twitter in August of 2015, and in that time... He has sent 6 tweets. Number 1, October 2nd, 2020. So 5 years before he sent the first one.
Wow.
M. Kind of like I'm, but without the apostrophe.
Sungjae.
Sungjae
M,
like the golfer.
Yeah,
M.
Big fan.
Then about a half a year later, February 28th, 2021. Poe.
P-O-E?
Yeah, there's like the river P-O. In... I think Italy, the Po
the
River.
Po River. P.O.
Po. Or P.O. Box, maybe. He was thinking about mail or something. And then, an entire year later, 1 year later, February 28th, 2023, actually 2 years later, to the day, the third tweet.
This is amazing.
A picture of Leonard Fournette, running back for the Tampa Bay Bucks. No comment, just stand alone. Tweet, a picture of Leonard Fournette. Not a Bucks fan, as far as I know. Not a Leonard Fournette fan. Just a picture of Leonard Fournette.
Oh, my God.
Number 7, carrying the ball in his left hand. Looks like a home game. And then I hadn't seen any tweets, but apparently there's been 3 since Leonard Fournette. October 22nd, 2023. Last fall. Hashtag. Not hashtag, but
hashtag.
Hashtag.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 M's.
M's and then an ampersand.
Okay.
The hashtag. And now the prolific month that he's had, August 11th, last month. I missed this one. Hi.
Is he hacked? Has he been hacked?
I don't know. That's what I always worry.
It's the most normal one so far.
Yeah, hi. That is hi.
Hi.
And then, of course, last night, 10 hours ago.
Cool.
Cool.
In. Cool. In.
No comma, but cool. In.
Is it some sort of secret code?
I don't know. I'm trying to put them together.
Is he trying to send you signals?
Hi. Cool. In.
He's sending you location to where some money is buried or something.
I mean, you can explain five of them based on I've accidentally opened the app and jammed my fingers on the keyboard and hit send. And in 10 years, that's probably going to happen a couple of times.
The funny thing is like...
The one that you can't explain, though, again, is the picture of Leonard Fournette.
It's my favorite by far. Just random, random picture of Leonard Fournette. He's never mentioned Leonard Fournette.
Never once.
They didn't attend the same college. Uh-uh, nothing.
Nothing.
There's no connection to Leonard Fournette.
He also retweeted this one. This was his first tweet was a retweet. I thought this was about Conan Gray, but it's not, so I lost interest, and it's a picture of somebody.
It's some preteen boy band guy
retweeted
in there.
He retweeted that.
That's it.
He is something else, man. He is something else. I love that. I love Steve Higgins' tweets. Chief tweets, because they call him Chief. So this should be a regular occurrence. Next time you're with him, grab his phone, just go to his app and be like, hey, I'm going to take this off, Dad, just in case something happens and you don't want it to happen, because clearly you're not paying much attention to it. He knows your pithy dialogue. He doesn't need to see your tweets. He doesn't need to see any of it. So he listens.
You don't even really need to sign up for Twitter to see tweets.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. Can't get enough.
There's your update on Chief Higgins from yesterday. Here's your menu for the show today. Coming up, our Padres wrap up. I've heard the walk-off from Jesse and Don, of course. But I haven't heard the Jackson Merrill home run. I have a lot of calls that I need to catch up on. Looking forward to getting those in our Padres wrap-up. And we'll talk about last night's grit squad. Strikes, again, come from behind 6-5 win over the Detroit Tigers. Talk about Yu Darvish's return to the mound. Didn't go as probably well as he hoped, but I don't think there's a reason to necessarily panic about what we saw from Yu. It was a up and down first outing since May for Yu Darvish yesterday. We'll discuss it in our Padres wrap up. 7 o'clock hour, take on Woods, your chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. Actually, it's Thursday, so real or fake today. Don't even need any musical knowledge to qualify. Don't do this at 7:20. More Padres talk as we get to the 8 o'clock hour. And then at 8:35, we'll be joined by our friend Eno Saris as we now just over 3 weeks left in the season. The pennant race is heating up. Our Smart Weekly Baseball segment, pretty much everyone agrees, even like in baseball, Eno's one of the smartest guys in the sport. And we always just lucky enough to get to talk to him every Thursday. So he'll join us at 8:35. And then it is the return of our football threesome in our 9 o'clock hour. Today is the first day of the NFL season.
Are you ready for some football?
We will bring back our football threesome as we get ready for the start of the season tonight between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs.
What a game, dude. Come on.
Good one to start. Absolutely.
Wow.
Rival report, and then we will get into the roundtable at 10 o'clock when we'll be joined by all of our colleagues over in the sound space and go commercial-free Padres talk from 10 to 11.
Did I miss it? Did you mention our 9 o'clock guest?
Oh, I forgot about our 9 o'clock guest.
Our 9 o'clock guest is the one I'm so excited for, because I talk to him every week. But our 9 a.m. guest is one I'm very excited about. I'll admit it. I have a small but growing man crush on our 9 o'clock guest, Trevor Plouffe, who does a lot of stuff with Chris Rose. And I love his takes, man. He's a measured guy. He's a former big leaguer. And I'm just a huge, huge fan of his work and very excited to talk to him at 9.
I think measured is a perfect way to describe
him. And he's here this weekend.
He's here.
Yeah, he's in town.
See if he'll come on the round table. I just love the dude. I think his takes are phenomenal. And
hey, Trevor, free at 10 o'clock?
I can't wait to talk to him. I'm going to be a little bit giddy.
We'll find out a little bit more about what is bringing him to town. It's not just the Padres game, but they've got an event going on this weekend that you can probably or take part in. That's why he's coming on to promote it. But he'll talk some Padres baseball with us and just some other observations. As you said, Trevor, really smart takes on baseball. Got that recent player perspective that I think is very important.
I do too. Guzinator says, make sure you call him out for calling the under on wins when he was on John Boy. Guys, we all called the under on wins, man. Every single
or
one of us
like
called the under
or barely like if over. If you wanted to be optimistic, it was the barely over or, yeah, under.
Yeah.
But
excited.
Looking
great,
forward to it.
Great
so
guess.
Let's get to it. Padres wrap up. We will talk about last night's dramatic
Woo!
Happenings at Petco Park when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Padres came back to win, but there was a rare moment. I actually disagreed with a strategic decision from Mike Shildt. I'm sure he'll love me bringing that up in the game last night.
Oh, you thought I made a mistake?
You agreed with him. So we can discuss that.
That made sense to me.
The rest of the game coming up, our Padres wrap-up. Can't wait for it. All the highlights right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
No balls, two strikes to count. Darvish will kick, hesitate, and deal. And Buehrling hits it in the air to left field, well struck. Profar back at the wall, leaping up, going to go. Into about the second or third over the U.S. Bank sign in straightaway left field. Buehrling gets his 16th home run of the season. And the Tigers going to take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first. That's the kind of swing we've come to expect from young guys against Yu Darvish. Keith swings at the first pitch, lines it to right field. Fernando over towards the line to get it. Has it on the edge of the warning track. Fires into second base. That will hold Keith to a single, but it's an RBI single as Buehrling comes in to score. Runner on first, nobody out. 3-0 Tigers. And this one hit a mile in the air down the right field line. Fernando back to watch, and it will go. Moonshot to right for Trey Sweeney. A two-run homer against Matsui here in the fourth inning. And the Tigers have added on 5-0 Detroit. Left-hand hitter, of course. First pitch, swung on, hit in the air to left field and deep. Green's racing back, still going back, at the wall. Gonna go! Three-run homer, Jackson Merrill! Merrill has just become the first Padre rookie ever to drive in 80 runs in a season, and more importantly, has put them right back in this game. It's 5-3. Pitch on the way. Manny swings, hits a ground ball through the left side base hit. Arraez has scored. Fernando's on his way. They've got no shot. Two-run single Manny Machado, and the Padres have erased another five-run deficit. 5-5 here in the fifth. The pitch from Foley, swung on, hit through the left side, and a base hit. Merrill rounding third on his way. Green's throws got no shot, and Fernando is back! Tatis wins it for the Padres. They mob him on the left side of the infield. A walk-off single in the bottom of the 10th inning, and the Padres beat the Tigers 6-5. They will take their brooms out here tomorrow night.
It's through the roof. I can't put it into words. I just love this group of guys, and, you know, we're going to keep coming.
What a big moment. I don't think anybody had any real doubt he was going to come through. Felt pretty right. Yeah, good for him, good for us. He looks great. Really good at bats tonight. I mean, he smoked that ball to right center. You know, another nice base hit, but, I mean, he just stayed within himself, nice and short, and brought it home for us.
Love that quote. I love it. I love stay within yourself. And it makes no sense, but it totally does. Stay within yourself. Don't try to do too much, Camposano. Just stay within yourself. And he absolutely did. And what a win. Somebody tweeted last night, all of Petco Park is pregnant
right now.
I was just
going to ask, how many children are going to be born in March?
My wife was asleep, damn it. Because I feel like my chances would have gone through the roof.
So are we talking about the fact that...
My wife was awake. She asked,
you tried.
She goes, is he going to do the interview with Bob shirtless? I'm like, well, it sure looks like it. And then he did.
And anyway.
And then he got dumped with Gatorade shirtless.
She goes, hey, can you leave?
I go, yeah, just leave for a moment. He's a dynamo. That was a... What a win. Oh, he didn't kiss a roach. Here you go.
It is funny how often attractive people who are well-built, their shirt just randomly comes off.
Yeah.
Accidentally.
Yeah, I know.
You don't see a lot of baseball players. Their shirts don't end up coming off at the end of the game.
No.
But somehow his did.
Now, Ryan Vogelbach doesn't rip his jersey off and throw it into the stands. It'd be badass if he did, but he didn't. He doesn't.
Pete Alonso took his shirt off once.
That was, and it's still making the round. I saw it last night. You versus the guy she told you not to worry about. Our buddy Big Miz tweeted that last night. I almost died.
Whereas I the only one during the walk-off celebration that was just staring, going, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Don't injure him.
Yeah.
Don't injure him. Be careful with him. He's
don't
just
hit him
back.
With the Gatorade jug.
Don't pick him up too much. Jackson picks him up in the air. I'm going, guy's still got, recovering from a stress reaction in his leg. Ooh. Be careful with that guy.
See how his pecs shook, but it wasn't fat. Like it was his muscles. Yeah. You know?
Yes, I saw that.
I saw it. Whew, man. That is...
Have you ever heard the word... Live.
Live. Oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language.
It describes him quite well.
He's all sinewy.
Sinewy is another good word.
And live.
Live. That's what he is. Sinewy.
Man. What a win.
Ben and Woods After Dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though it's very sensual. Light out.
It was an experience.
It was an experience, man. Last night.
It was an experience for sure.
Yeah, look, there's certainly a lot to unpack. Let's start with you, Darvish.
Okay.
And obviously a nice emotional lift. Great to see you back. And they did make the point during the broadcast. I mean, look, he was rusty, obviously. And the command was not there at all. Again, when you're trying to land 11 pitches, it can probably get a little bit difficult if your mechanics are out of whack. And Don made the really astute point that I think we need to hammer home. When you're on the restricted list, you are restricted. That's what restricted means. He can't call Ruben and say, hey, can you come out to Helix High this morning before you head into the ballpark and let's get a sesh in? Before you got to go to the ballpark, I want to get a throwing session in. Let's make sure my mechanics are where they need to be. They had a few days, certainly had a week, to get it together and try to figure it out. But once he got out on the mound, Benny, the command wasn't there. The velo I thought was pretty good, 94, 95. He landed some really nice sliders, but yeah, man, he also hung a couple sliders and, they're big leaguers too. Shaking off the rust. I did like the early hook for you. He was on a pitch count. He had 65 pitches or something. So I thought it made sense. You would have loved to see him get a clean couple of innings there, but definitely something to build off of with you, Darvish.
I actually take that start as almost entirely a positive in that return. Would it have been great if he had gone five innings and, given up no runs? Sure.
Yeah.
But I was more looking for the stuff and whether he's still got it. And Yu Darvish, in just 2 2/3 innings, got 11 swing and misses.
That's big, man. The whiffs
are
huge.
That's more than twice as many as anybody else in the game, including the Tigers starter, who was in the game twice as long as he was. 11 swings and misses in just 2 2/3 innings is a sign that his stuff is there. It's playing well. The velocity was as good as it was before. The command... will come back.
Yeah.
Yu Darvish is known for his command. That, of course, was going to be the rustiest part of his game. And the way they got him back pretty quickly, I mean, he just was on the 12 days ago, came off the restricted list. They pushed him because they needed him. This is not a surprise to the Padres, should not be a surprise to fans that there were some command issues. They got through it. They came back and got the win, so Yu doesn't even have to feel bad about letting his team down. They got the win in that game, and they have something to build on the next time he now goes out on the mound. He can refine things. I promise you, he will be better next time than he was this time, and he wasn't that bad, actually, this time.
Well, and building towards when the games are the most important, right? You'll take this start against the Tigers right now with the lead that you have in the wild card. I know that there are teams, nipping at your heels, certainly, and that's obviously we're all looking behind us every single night. I totally understand that perspective. But, You saw how Joe responded when he came back. Get these guys firing at the right time. And yeah, this is going to be a dangerous team. We already know they're a dangerous team. There's no lead that feels out of reach for them. And especially when you have who should be the runaway rookie of the year, Jackson Merrill, who impacts the game every single game he plays in. He does it with his glove, he does it with his legs, and he does it with his bat. And if he doesn't, if one of those falters, he makes up for it with the other two. If he goes 0 for 4, I promise you he made a great catch. He stole a bag on a walk or something. Like, he always impacts the game. He's the runaway rookie of the year. Anything else is garbage.
A crime.
It's a crime. And so I think when he had that swing and put us back in the game, I mean, what do you say? It's just such a lift for this team. The only thing I think about the Padres, Benny, are they becoming your favorite NBA team where you're like, I've got stuff to do. I'll just tune in the fifth or sixth. You know what I mean? Like, catch me in the second half. I don't miss an inning, but you know what I'm saying? Like, if you miss the first five innings of a Padre game because your kids can't go to bed, you're good, man. They really do their best work after the inning switches from six to seven. It's crazy.
I want to talk about Jackson Merrill's home run, like, in particular, because
big boy home run.
That's what I thought. That was a grown-up home run. And yeah, you're going, well, he's hit a lot of big ones. He's hit 420-foot shots to center. Most of his home runs, though, have been those pull down the line type. I mean, they count just the same, but it's fine. He had the one early in the season that was opposite field that stunned me. I'm going, okay, that's hard to do it.
Yeah, I remember you talking about
that. Go the other way.
Okay.
You know, you see Jake.
That's real.
Jake drives the ball the other way, never gets out.
Never gets out.
It never gets out. And I thought, well, the fact that he can do that is impressive. Then he hit those ones to center. I go, okay, he's hit a few to center now that are big. That one, though, was to left center. That was an opposite field home run to one of the deeper parts of the park, outer. And those are the kind of home runs that you see from power hitters.
Yeah.
That was a power hitter home run. That wasn't a contact hitter home run. Jackson's both now, which is stunning. That's a complete player. That's Barry Bonds. That's what he would do. That's what Shohei Ohtani does.
That's what he does all the time.
All the time. And he should not be doing things that Barry Bonds and Shohei Ohtani did when he's 21 years old and a rookie in Major League Baseball. That was incredible, that home run that he hit. Not just the circumstances getting them back into the game, but physically to go that far to that part of the park. And yes, it was the pitch was up. It was a good pitch to hit, and he went where he needed to go. But that's notable what he just did last night with that swing.
Yeah, he's a notable player, and he 100% is the rookie of the year. Every single game, man, he's showing up. And again, in the biggest moments, when you need him the most to get you back in a game, to win a game, you can't say enough good things about him. I mean, you're out of superlatives totally for Jackson Merrill. He is he's an absolute baseball player, man.
Hi, this is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jackson. And I just think, you know, I see a lot of discourse about where he hits in the lineup, and I see it every single night. And I defer to Tony Gwynn Jr., who knows more about baseball than any of us will ever know. He's forgotten more than we know. And he said Jackson Merrill is Jackson Merrill right now because he hits where he hits. And it makes sense to me. You know, makes sense to me. Could you move him up to five? Yeah. Would he be okay? Maybe. But do you know? And also, he always seems to come up at the right time for this team. You don't feel like if you want to stack your best hitters, and I see that theory as well. Well, then run through it, and you stack your best hitters, and you're then that turns into the Padres of old, the 7, 8, 9, where you're like, sure hope something happens. Merrill in the 7 makes your lineup deadly, almost all the way through.
I don't 100% agree with that, and I know I disagree with Tony Gwynn Jr. at your own risk. I understand the value of consistency and not moving a bunch of people around in the order, especially when the team's playing so well. But once they decide to move him, it'll be very logical.
Of course.
And you'll feel like next year he ain't hitting seventh next year.
No, and I agree. Like, but
they're going to move him up in the order because he deserves to get up more often in the games.
Correct.
You want to get his bat into the lineup more.
I totally understand
and
that.
And if they did it now, I don't think there'd be some big outcry. What are you doing moving Jackson Merrill up in the order? No one around baseball would be surprised if they did.
And I
understand why they're not. But
would it surprise you that if they decided to make that move a couple weeks before the season ended? I mean, would it surprise anybody? No. Has he earned it? Yes, he has. But I don't think that right now there's really any reason to do it. Again, if you're a pitcher and you're like, if I can just get through the top of this order, right, then I can take my foot off the gas a little bit with the bottom third or fourth or whatever it is. Not when that guy's hitting in the seven hole. You can't take your foot off the gas, really, because you can get burned. You're focused on Jackson Merrill in the seventh. You may leave a pitch up to Bogey in the six. You may leave a pitch up to Jake in the five. It just works right now.
There's no doubt that the Padres lineup is as lengthy as it's been all season long, and they still have one more player to get back in Ha-Sung Kim, who continues to progress, was taking grounders, working out of Petco Park yesterday. Just a couple more notes on Jackson Merrill. Jesse mentioned it in his call, but that three-run home run, RBIs 80, 81, and 82, passes Benito Santiago for the Padres' rookie RBI record, record that has stood for 40 years now. And he is approaching the Padres' rookie home run record, his 22nd of the season. Got three players in front of him. Jed Jerko, Nate Colbert at 24.
Of course.
And then the record, which belongs to Hunter Renfroe, with 26 home runs. So four more to tie, five more to pass. Hunter Renfroe to own both the rookie home run and RBI records.
I mean,
speaking of stats, though, and weird stats, like I would have lost so much money if you had asked me before yesterday, does Fernando Tatis Jr. have a walk-off hit?
Correct.
I would have lost everything.
Yeah. Well, of course he does.
Yes. Were you new here?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
of course
he's got a walk-off. No, nope, first one.
But now we have a walk-off from Tatis, and we have all the calls of the walk-off from Tatis, and we are going to play those when we come back. And then later in the hour, I still want to get to the decision that I disagreed with on Mike's show. We haven't gotten to that part of the game yet just because we had so much to talk about, but we will. That, Real or Fake, also coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.